outside with more rain chances going into tonight. It's currently 79. This is the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. Today marks the first day on the job for new Elk City Superintendent Mike Sparks. Sparks, who spoke recently to the Elk City Rotary Club, is entering his 28th year in education, with this upcoming school year being his sixth as a superintendent. His background included teaching and coaching, but says when approached about an administrative role at Anadarko High School, he accepted that challenge. Sparks says when he took on that job, the school was rated as an F by the State Department of Education's report card system. He said during his time as principal, he, along with fellow educators in the school, was able to elevate the school's grade to a B and help students obtain much-needed scholarships.
Schools should be places where opportunities are created for children and not just places for adults to work. When we decided to get together, I will just tell you that in that four-year time as a high school principal, our graduating class went from receiving about $900,000 to $1 million in scholarship to $2.6 million in scholarships, and it all goes back to working together with students and teachers and families.
Sparks takes over for retiring Superintendent Rick Garrison. Sparks credited Garrison for making the transition from his former job, which was leading a K through 8 school near Chickasha, a smooth one.
Mr. Garrison has been just open arms to me as I come into my new job. He's done a lot for the school system to have it in pretty good shape facility-wise, you know, where it was 15 years ago, and just done some amazing things. And I think after coming off of COVID and all the disruption there, the timing is absolutely perfect to really make some inroads with academics and just make some, I don't want to say changes, but just add some things to it, and we can make some things better for our community and for our kids and create some opportunities or more opportunities for our children.
Sparks was hired in March after Garrison announced his retirement in December of last year. To help Oklahoma schools meet the needs of children in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Oklahoma State Department of Education is awarding grants to 181 school districts across the state, including local schools in western Oklahoma, to hire school counselors and school-based mental health professionals. The department is using $35.7 million in federal relief to fund the grant program called the Oklahoma School Counselor Corps. According to a press release from the department, Oklahoma's current student-to-school counselor ratio is 411 to 1, but the America School Counselor Association recommends a ratio of 250 to 1. Districts applied for Oklahoma School Counselor Corps grants to fund approximately 50% of the cost of the salary and benefits of qualified positions. In the application, districts were able to specify exact needs for school counselors, licensed school-based mental health professionals, social workers, recreational therapists, and/or contract for eligible positions or services. The grant will fund the positions for 3 years or through the 2023-2024 school year. A total of 181 districts are receiving the grants, including Sentinel, Hydro Weekly, and Carnegie receiving $96,000 each, and Tologa receiving $186,000. Schools have requested 222 school counselors, 36 licensed social workers, 54 licensed mental health professionals, 4 recreational therapists, and 42 contracted services. The department will hire 5 regional positions to support the Oklahoma School Counselor Corps with training and professional development. The Counselor Corps is the largest initiative since the department launched the recovery plan in May, with online resources to support schools and communities as it determines the best uses of federal relief funds. The Custer County Election Board reminds the public of upcoming filing dates for 3 possible elections in the county's biggest cities. Election Board Secretary Ann Brown says the city of Clinton will have elections for council member seats in Wards 1 and 3, and the mayoral position in the city of Weatherford will be up for election. Brown says the filing period opens on Monday, July 12th at 8 a.m. and concludes on Wednesday, July 14th at 5 p.m. The primary election is scheduled for September 14th, and if needed, a general election is scheduled for November 9th. Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $74.96. That's up $1.49. Brent crude at $75.55. That's up 93 cents. While natural gas is at $3.66. That's up 1 penny. Recapping our top stories, Sparks on the job in Elk City. Once again, cloudy with good rain chances tonight. Right now it's 79. This has been the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.